On your mark, everyone, dive in and join the fun on the underwater fantasy, The Land of the Lost, with Lucky 7 prize time at the end. The Mutual Broadcasting System presents The Land of the Lost. And its discoverer, the well-known storyteller, Isabel Manning Houston.
Aboard, everybody. We're on our way to that enchanted kingdom at the bottom of the sea where lost things come to life. What kind of lost things? The kind you and I are always losing. Shoes, toys, collar buttons, everything you can possibly imagine. Somehow or other, they all find their way to the land of the lost, and there they have a wonderful time. It was the wisest fish in the ocean who first took my brother Billy and me to the land of the lost. His name was Red Lantern. He gave us magic seaweed so we could breathe underwater. And every week, we'd go adventuring with him in the strange kingdom he knew so well. Here's how one of those adventures began. We were paddling along near the coral forest.
Hit the phone there, Pollywogs. We've got a date with a gate.
Huh? What kind of a gate, Red Lantern?
Why, the gate to the big game preserve, Billy. It's just around the bend.
The big game preserve?
Sure thing. The place where lost games land when they come down here. You know, cribbage, pachisi, backgammon.
Bingo!
Hear that? The fun's starting already inside.
Oh, hurry, Billy. Here's the gate with a little ticket window next to it.
And a big oblong fellow in black and white behind the grating.
That's Daddy Domino, Tadpoles.
Huh?
The game warden.
Howdy, Red Lantern. Come right in. Just push that turnstile there.
Well, thank you, Daddy Domino.
I've got your game licenses all ready.
Licenses? What for?
Tut-tut, young man. Strangers can't enter the big game preserve without a license. That wouldn't be according to Hoyle.
Well, how long is the license good for, Daddy Domino?
Forever, little lady. It's always open season for fun here.
Come on, Small Fry. We'll shoot the works.
Oh, Billy, did you ever? Look at the funny game people. Jack Straw, checkers, and marbles all walking around.
And a whole pack of playing cards jostling each other. Where are they all going, Red Lantern?
Today's the big game fest, Billy. When everyone turns out to play on the green.
Yay! This way, folks!
Come along and join our company. What a lot of fun it's going to be.
The competition's keen upon the green.
Never doubt we all are out for victory.
Look at the Parcheesi rattling dice. The yellows think they have the game on ice.
Cards are heading for a slam.
A grand slam.
Here goes Anna in a gram.
Hi, Anna. Everybody's out to make the highest score.
Look where they're going to play. That big stretch of bright green felt ahead. Why, it's the size of a baseball diamond.
With different games spread out all over it.
Hey, did you see that? That little pink tiddlywink just made a swell jump right into the cup.
Nice work, Winky.
Oh, that doesn't count, Mr. Cribbage Peg. I was only practicing.
Well, Big Tom Titter herself couldn't do any better.
Oh, thank you, sir. Isn't she cute, Red Lantern?
Cute as a wink. But come along. We must pay our respects to Ma Zhang before the game fest starts.
Ma Zhang? Who's that?
Why, Ma Zhang is the motherly old dame who's in charge down here, Billy. A sort of matriarch, you might say. Ah, there she is now.
Greetings, Red Lantern.
Oh, my gracious, Billy. She's Chinese.
How are you, Ma? We'd have been here sooner, but one of your east winds delayed the current a little.
Confucius say, better late than never, Red Lantern.
These are the Earth friends I told you about, Isabel and Billy.
Oh, how do you do?
Welcome to Game Preserve.
Golly, it's quite a place. But tell me, how did you get here from so far away, Mahjong?
Oh, Earth people in my country lose things same like in yours. It is old Chinese custom.
Oh, Billy, here comes that Mr. Cribbage Peg and Daddy Domino.
How about it, Peg Leg? The marbles rounded up yet?
Oh, but that Jimmy the Emmy, huh? He rolls away every time you take your eye off him.
Better get the playing cards in line next. And put the hearts on the left this time, where hearts belong. Well, Mahjong, guess we're nearly ready.
Say, how does this contest work? You dominoes can't play against billiard balls.
We don't, my boy. It's like this. One set of anagrams plays another.
The marbles all shoot in one big ring.
And the cards battle it out according to suits.
Very ship-shape arrangement.
And they all begin at once when Mahjong strikes her gong. That's the signal for...
Hold on, Domino. Hold on. What's that?
Mahjong! Mahjong!
Hey, you card folks! Do you see who's just arrived?
Oh. Isabel, look. There comes the little pink tiddlywink we just saw.
With a big, handsome Jack of Spades beside her.
Why, it's Black Jack himself. The fellow that's been missing from the green deck for years. Hi, Jack!
Hello again. You see, I'm back to hit the deck. Join the pack. So diamonds and clubs, be on your guard. Ho, ho, they say, I'm quite a card. Hello to each familiar face. Every king, queen, and ace. I'm ready for rummy or bridge or whist. Put me down on the list.
He's ready for rummy or bridge or whist. Put him down on the list, on the list. Put him down on the list.
So this is Honorable Card Friend. You have missed so much, Winky.
Oh, little Winky and I are old pals. Trump me if she weren't the first person I look for when I blew in just now.
Isn't it wonderful, Mahjong? I knew Jack would get here someday.
And just in time. We Spades haven't won a game fest yet.
Nah, we had to use the Joker in your place, Blackjack. And he ain't got the sense he was dealt with.
Well, we'll fix that up. Ah, Pickle, my profile, it's good to see the old Spade gang again. Queenie, how are you? Hello.
Well, how about it, Ma? Do we let him play?
Why not? Game has not yet started.
Wait a minute, Ma. There may be trouble if you do.
Trouble?
I don't like to say it in front of little Winky here, but I happen to know Blackjack didn't have none too good a reputation up on Earth.
Why, that's not true.
Wait, little one. Please to explain, Mr. Cribbage Peg.
Oh, nothing was ever proved. But I heard the guy was mixed up in some pretty slippery deals.
I don't believe it. Blackjack always played fair. I know he did. We used to live in the same library desk. And he's the kindest, nicest Jack of Spades that ever lived.
That don't change the fact that he's a knave. I warn you, Mahjong.
Please, not to spread bad thoughts, Mr. Cribbage Pig. Confucius say... Suspicion make even straight line look crooked.
That's right, Ma. Besides, remember, we game folk didn't have much to say about the moves we made on Earth.
How's that?
That was up to whoever we belong to. It's different down here. Isn't that so, Red Lantern?
Precisely.
And even on Earth, a fellow's innocent until he's proven guilty.
Sure. So let's give him a fair chance. You ready, Blackjack?
Ready. I'm right on edge. Well, Winky, honey, you going to stand on the sidelines and bring me luck the way you always used to?
Oh, I can't today, Blackjack. You see, I'm in the game fest, too.
Why, Winky's the best little jumper you ever saw. She's a cinch to beat the other Tiddlywink.
Well, I'm going to try awful hard, especially now you're here, Blackjack.
Ha-ha, the girl! I knew I'd be proud of you someday.
This way, Jack. Time for us cards to shuffle along.
See you later, Winky.
Good luck, Blackjack.
All right, folks. Take your places. Which game do you Earth kids want to watch?
I don't know much about cards.
Me either. Let's go along with Winky and watch the Tiddlywink.
I'll ripple after you presently.
We'll have to hurry. They're waiting for me way across the green.
Oh, take it easy, Winky.
Oh, I can't. I'm so excited. It's the first game fest I was ever in. I wasn't old enough last year.
Hey, let's cut across behind the Monopoly box, the way those two cards in front of us are doing.
All right.
Come on, I think one of them's Blackjack.
Billy, you can't tell a card from the back.
Well, we'll hear their voices in a minute. Listen.
I'll tell you two spots. It's the one sure way of winning.
Well, what you want me to do, Blackjack?
I want you to change places with me in the shuffle, so I follow the queen.
Are you crazy? I can't do that.
Yes, you can. Nobody's going to notice. That way we spades will be in sequence. Make a clean sweep. Take every trick. Are you on?
Well, I'll try it this once, but, brother, if we get caught...
Leave it to me. I've never been caught yet.
Oh,
my golly, did you hear that?
It was Blackjack, but I didn't understand exactly, Billy.
Well, I did. He was fixing something up on the sly with the two-spot.
He's going to cheat.
To cheat?
Holy smoke. I guess the cribbage peg was right about him all along.
Oh, Blackjack, Blackjack, how could you?
Oh, don't cry, Winky.
I can't help it. I'm so ashamed.
Ashamed? Well, you didn't do anything.
No, but having Blackjack do it hurts even worse than if it was me.
Low down. Well, I hope he doesn't get away with it.
Oh, please, please don't tell anyone. I know it's wrong and wicked of him, but he's always been so good to me.
Oh, we wouldn't tattle, Winky.
And it's none of our business anyway, but gee whiz.
There goes the gong! The game's just starting!
Oh, Tiddlywink! Tiddlywink, this way!
Step on it, Winky. Forget about Blackjack. This is your day to go in and win the Tiddly tournament. Come on!
Attention, please. Third and final game, everybody, between the five contestants remaining. On your marks, please.
Oh, gracious, Winky, you've got to win this game. She's missed the cup every time so far.
But so has Big Tom Tiddler. Winky still has a chance. You know, it counts 5 points if you make it on the first jump.
Ahoy, Tadpoles. Who's ahead in the Tiddlywink contest?
It's even Steven, Red Lantern.
The score now stands... 3 points to Peter Popkin and 3 to Leaping Leo.
Well, box my compass. What's happened to the little pink Tiddlywink?
That's what we'd like to know, mister. The direction's good, but the kid don't seem to have no bounce left.
Quiet, please. Only one jump allowed this time for each player. Now ready, first contestant? Play.
No, Sophie, that abounds.
Next, Leaping Leo.
Watch it. Uh-oh. Too far to starboard.
Hopkins up.
He's getting set.
Hop it, Hopkins.
Ready, play.
He muffed it.
Hopkins, flop.
Tough luck, old boy.
It's Tom Tiddler next, and he's out for blood.
Give him the wipes, Tom.
Let's see your score, Tom.
Okay, pals, here goes.
Oh! Oh! It's a homer!
He landed right in the cup!
Oh, Billy, that means 5 points for Tom Tiddler. Winky can't beat him now.
But she can tie the score. There's plenty of room in that cup yet, Winky. Snap into
We're
it.
We're rooting for you, Winky!
I'll do my best.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that
attention, please. Tom Tiddler wins 5-3.
Congratulations, Mr. Tiddler.
Too bad, Winky. Better luck next time.
It doesn't really matter, Red Lantern. Nothing matters anymore.
Eh? Huh? You mustn't feel that way about it. Losing is part of the game, you know. It's fair play that counts.
Fair play?
Mercy, what's happening?
The fate won the card match, hands down.
It's a grand slam, game folk. They didn't lose a single trick, thanks to Blackjack.
Then he must have... You know, Billy.
Yeah. Look, there they come, the whole 13 of them. And they've got Blackjack up on their shoulders.
See that, Winky? Doesn't that cheer you up?
Fall in, everybody! Join the Spade Parade!
Our boys' victory in 3 years, and Blackjack done it all!
Yeah. Hip, hip! Hip, hip! Hip, hip!
Hooray! Hip, hip! Hooray for Handsome Jack! He's the pride of the pack.
He engineered each smart finesse
and brought to us our brilliant success.
He really took the hearts apart, made the clubs look like doves.
There was never so clever a friend in need. And we'll follow his lead, yes, indeed. We'll follow his lead. Yeah!
What a game.
Boy, you really went to town, Jack.
Oh, it was my playing, fellas. Just good luck, that's all.
Well, there's a sport for you. Well, aren't you Pollywogs going over to congratulate him?
Not me.
I'd rather not, Red Lantern.
Well, scupper my uppers if
oh,
I...
Oh, Billy, here he comes.
Well, where's Winky? Where's my little lady luck?
Here she is, Blackjack.
Oh, excuse me, please. I've got to...
Hey, don't run away there, Winky Twink. Didn't you hear the news?
Yes, I heard.
Well, you don't seem very excited about it. I thought you'd be proud of your old chum.
I'd be prouder if you'd lost, Blackjack.
If I'd lost? What'd she say that for?
The poor kid lost herself. She's disappointed.
Oh, so that's it. Well, never mind, honey child. Blackjack will give you some pointers next time.
I don't want any pointers. Not the kind you give.
Now, wait a minute. Just what do you mean?
You know what I mean.
You mean that I... Oh, now listen, Winky, no. Honey, I can...
Don't come near me. I never want to see you again.
Well, of all the fantastic performances I've ever witnessed.
Forget it, Blackjack. Yeah. Don't look so glum.
Yeah, why worry about a tiddly's tantrum? She'll snap out of it.
Not if I know Winky.
Skip it. Let's go and do some celebrating.
Make way, game folk. Make way for the Committee on Awards.
Gee, Willikins, it's Daddy Domino and Ma Zhang and Mr. Cribbage Peg.
With a big scoreboard, all lettered in gold.
Players all! As warden of this preserve, it is my happy duty to add the names of today's winners in the game fest to our grand roll of honor. One by one, they have been inscribed in gleaming letters of gold. Jimmy the Emmy, Tom Tiddler, and a host of others. Last, but not least, we are privileged to award top space to the contestant whose victory was most decisive. The newcomer in our midst, who led the Spades to their sweeping triumph. An honor card who has covered himself with honor. Friends, I give you Blackjack. Tell him the name, Mr. Cribbage Peg, and write it big.
Yes, Mr. Warden.
Oh, I can't let you do it. It ain't my name that belongs there.
Not your name?
What do you mean, Blackjack? Don't you think this committee knows what it's doing?
Not when it leaves me with the real winners, Mr. Warden. Not when it calls a tricky, dishonest knave an honor card.
Silence! Silence! What are you trying to tell me, sir?
I've been trying to tell you, sir, that the whole game was a farce. That the spades trusted their fortunes to a leader who won the victory by cheating.
What? Cheating?
Why?
Great Gudgeon's ghost.
Why, you double-dealing crook. You've disgraced the spade suit for life.
Get the pack on him. Tear him up.
He's not a card. He's a can.
Order! 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 Blackjack, are you aware that if this astounding confession of yours is true, it will earn you the contempt and scorn of all your fellow gangsters?
I am.
Then what made you give yourself away?
Because there's one person in this preserve who may think better of me for it.
Oh, Billy, it's Winky he means.
She knew what I'd done, don't ask me how. And when I saw the look in her eyes, I realized that all the victories in Cardom meant less to me than the love and trust of that little pink tiddlywink.
Blackjack!
Winky, honey, why, I thought you'd go.
I was only hiding, Blackjack. I heard every word. And, oh, I'm so proud of you.
Proud?
Yes, proud. It's awful hard to face up and tell about something you're ashamed of.
Yeah, I'll say it is.
Then you forgive me, Winky, honey?
Of course I forgive you. Oh, Blackjack, I think you're a trump.
I believe he might turn into one with you to guide him, Winky. Don't you, Daddy Domino?
Look, Well, give him that, Winky.
Punish me as you will. I know I'll be a mark card for life. But I promise to go straight from now on.
Well, let's hear what Ma Young thinks. She's the wisest of us all.
Yeah, that's right.
What do we do with him, Ma Young?
Confucius say, better to help up than to push down.
Okay, Ma. That settles it.
We'll give him a year to prove himself.
Oh, Blackjack, I'm so happy. You're not going to be discarded after all.
But remember, no more finagling.
Who? Me?
Lucky seven time, Pollywogs. Of course, all our old friends know what lucky seven time means. But for the benefit of our new ones, we want to tell you how you may be a winner and hear your name this time next week on our program. Have you ever lost anything that you loved, that you'd like to have returned? Then write and tell us about it in your own words, how you lost it and why you want it back. If, in the opinion of our judges, you send in one of the most interesting letters, we will send you the nearest possible duplicate to your lost treasure.
Now, you understand, we can't send back the actual thing you've lost. But we've had lots of letters saying that our duplicates are tops. So all you listeners, new friends and old friends, try as often as you like. Stick to our motto, never say lost, for everybody has a chance to win. Have a pencil handy. We'll give you the address later. And at the same time, tell you how to get your Land of the Lost book with the pictures of the characters you hear on this program. Now, this week's winners.
First, Mary C. DeTore of Natick, Massachusetts, lost a doll with red hair, blue skirt, and a white blouse. A beautiful new rag doll, as nearly as possible like the one Mary lost, is on the way to her. Wendy Ann Owen of College Place, Washington, had a favorite beanie. She lost it in school, but another one will soon be hers. Thomas Martin, who is starting a Land of the Lost club in Tulsa, Oklahoma, wins a handsome identification bracelet with links of heavy silver.
Second to Edward Life, Jr. of Brunswick, Georgia, goes a fine hunting knife. A Brownie Scout, Joyce Elaine Newman of Ogden, Utah, lost a red leather purse with a shoulder strap. We're sending Elaine a new one.
Third, here come four ring winners. Martina Manos of Jacksonville, Florida, Arlene Wolfe of Boston, Massachusetts, Janet Gema of Adamstown, Pennsylvania, and Jean Cohenstein of Ogden, Utah.
Fourth, to George Teklin of White Plains, New York, goes a fine gun to replace the one he lost on Halloween. Phyllis Berry of Hartford, Connecticut, a constant listener who believes in our motto, Never Say Lost, gets a green and gold fountain pen. And to Florence Hall of Westfield, Massachusetts, goes a pencil case with a red and green pencil.
Fifth, Arnie Lang of Dubuque, Iowa, a regular listener to the Land of the Lost, wins a hunting knife. Arnie writes, I like the way Red Lantern takes his polywogs on the streamlined current to super thrilling places. I like all the characters in the Land of the Lost. They speak so real, so I know they aren't just put there to say some words.
Sixth, Bobby Hall of Osborne, Idaho, wins a knife, too, with four blades.
Seventh, Calvin Satterwhite of Macon, Georgia, lost a black leather billfold, which he treasured. Calvin believes in our motto, and a new billfold will soon reach him. And now comes the grand prize winner of all, the polywog who sent in what our judges consider the most interesting letter of all those received. Dinah Lipschutz of Brooklyn, New York. Dinah has written one of the finest letters we've ever received, along with a poem about the Land of the Lost. She writes, she thinks our program is for the young in heart of all ages. We hope Dinah will be happy and proud of the silver ring set with a turquoise which we're sending her. Congratulations, all you winners. And to the rest of you, remember our motto, never say lost.
Remember, too, that you may be hearing your name this time next week as a winner on Lucky 7 Time. Get your letters off as soon as possible telling us about anything you've lost. It makes no difference whether it's a pearl necklace or a football. You'll receive the nearest possible duplicate if, in the opinion of our judges, you send in one of the most interesting letters telling why you want a lost possession returned. You can send your letter in separately, or if you're ordering a Land of the Lost book, enclose it with your order. Of course, you can buy Land of the Lost books at stores all over the country. It's a bestseller. But since Isabel Manning Hewson wrote it especially at the request of our radio listeners, she sends you a present with each book ordered through this program. The present is a Red Lantern badge with the picture of the one and only Red Lantern in his green coat wearing his magic diamond key. It's fun to wear the badge, and the book makes a year-round present because each week when you hear the Land of the Lost program, you can look right at the characters while you listen to the show. To get your book and badge, send $2 in cash, check, or money order addressed to the Land of the Lost, care of the Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222, Times Square Station, New York. Got that address? Land of the Lost, care of the Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222, Times Square Station, New York. Print your name and address plainly. Do this, too, when you write about those treasures you've lost and want returned. Here's a tip on next week. The Toyland Marines are called out on a mysterious sea emergency, and a dashing sailor nearly scuttles a romance. Be with us next week, same time, same station, when Isabel Manning Hewson takes you again to the Land of the Lost. The Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Hewson. The director is Cyril Armbruster. Vocal arrangements, Peggy Marshall. Lyrics, Barbara Miller. Musical background, Gene Perazzo. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.